It's the feds in a shootout with soccer's global governing body, the untouchable up until now, FIFA. Swiss authorities arrested several top officials gathered at their annual meeting in Zurich on charges of federal corruption. The charges were backed by an FBI investigation and alleged widespread corruption in FIFA over the past two decades, including questionable practices in bids for World Cups and marketing and broadcast deals.
It's not nice to be here in front of you and try to explain something that is not nice. But in the same time, and I can confirm you, for us, for FIFA, this is good. This is good what happens. It confirms that we are on the right track. It hurts. It's not easy.
Excuse me? That's FIFA Director of Communications Walter DiGregorio at a news conference earlier today. Is he defending FIFA? Is he denying the charges? Is he admitting them? Figure it out. Swiss prosecutors have also separately launched a criminal case into the bids for the 2018 World Cup to be held in Russia and the 2022 World Cup to be held in Qatar. Sepp Blatter, FIFA's longtime president and the man who has a bullseye around him for many football fans, was not charged. Joining me now with more is Andrew Jennings, investigative journalist specializing in corruption in FIFA and author of Omerta, Sepp Blatter's FIFA Organized Crime Family. Andrew, you are right in the middle of all this, right?
So it appears, John. So it appears. And what a laugh listening to those liars from FIFA telling you it's good news. They've been caught. Well done, the feds.
And what documents are these charges based on? And have you seen some of the materials in this investigation?
Well, I gave the feds, this Eurasian Crime Squad out of Federal Plaza, quite a lot of documents in recent years. They've gone very quiet for the last couple of years because I know it's been at the grand jury. But I basically gave them the documents initially, which got Chuck Blazer from New York, you know, the super-sized liar who didn't pay tax, stole from FIFA and from CONCACAF, and who is a contributing, cooperating witness, you call them in the States, yeah? I gave the feds, because I've been talking to the feds for years, and then I realized that Blazer was just disgusting. So I gave them internal documents from regional football. Blazer rolled over within minutes and became a cooperating witness. His last email to me said, "As a journalist, you are useless." So I knew we'd got him.
Yeah, we can see how useless you are with those Swiss police there in Zurich. Let's talk a little bit about what happens with these charges and the questions that many football fans are raising about revoting for the events in Qatar in Russia. FIFA says there will be no revote. How do you reconcile that?
Who cares what FIFA says? These are statements they're going to make from the dock before going down the stairs. Of course they say this crap. What you must understand, if I may say, is that FIFA has been corrupt for a very long time. Going back to the mid-1970s when the mobbed-up João Havelange from Brazil took over, later he hired Blatter as his boy, his bag boy, to run about. And reporters like me, and none in America, I'm sorry to say, have never been interested, in Brazil, in Germany, in Switzerland, we've worked together and we've amassed masses of information. So, and I know it's been with the grand jury for a long time, which is good news because the feds have been tested on the quality of their evidence. But what this means to you, to your listeners, is I think you're going to be hosting the World Cup in 2022 because we now know that they're investigating the Russian and Qatar awards. Well, some of us have been for quite a long time, but obviously they have as well. So it's going to have to come out of Qatar for a whole range of reasons, including the crooked vote. And you may recall America won second. America's very good at logistics. You could probably put a World Cup on next week if it had to. So I think it's going to come to America and it's going to come out of Russia as well.
All right. Well, let's look at this final issue here then. Sepp Blatter is seeking a fifth term. He could be elected on Friday. If he is elected, is there any move that the international community can make to just decertify FIFA altogether and cut off the head of the beast?
Well, the crucial thing is we laugh. Just keep laughing when you hear their PR men, like he said today, everything's all right. Blatter will try and get re-elected on Friday because he can't get an election on Friday. It will never happen. But he'll be elected by purchased votes, people who had development grants, World Cup tickets. It'll be a joke. It's down to Visa, McDonald's, Coca-Cola to say, we're not dealing with these bums anymore. We want a clean soccer organization.
So it's up to the sponsors to decertify FIFA and to really change this.
It's time New York Sunil Gulati, who runs American football, actually said something. He has a nice comfy life at FIFA on 200,000 US plus more every year and is silent. They've nicked his colleague Jeffrey Webb, who's president of CONCACAF, the area in which you're in. Well, he's now in chains in a Zurich prison. Will Sunil resign? He never said anything, so let's get rid of him. It's for your fans to do it, mate.
All right, Andrew Jennings, investigative journalist specializing in corruption in FIFA and author of Omerta, Sepp Blatter's FIFA Organized Crime Family, on all of the developments today on the soccer governing body. Andrew, it's always great to talk to you.
Cheers, mate.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.